We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our thanks to John Kurtz from K-Man, giving us a little perspective on the program at Kansas State.
Have we had a day of interviews that have had less BS than Steve Dennis and John Kurtz?
Yeah, John got right to the point as well.
Yeah, they stripped it down. Yeah, boy.
No question. It is odd to see Kansas State in this position. But I think it brings up real questions about where this program moves forward, Shane.
How can I, without stating what I really want to say or ask what I really want to ask, could anything possibly happen that would have Bill Snyder not be the coach next year?
If he decided not to be the coach.
That would one, be, two, three, I four, think, five, six more games. They go 2-10 and lose to KU because you'd have to do that along the way. We're still good there?
Well, and I don't
I'm not about trying to get people fired, but I'm just
No. You
got to bring it up. They're going to be underdogs in all of them, except for maybe.
Well,
the
I don't think 2-10 and losing to KU is very much different than 3-9 and beating KU. To be honest with you,
true. Okay, let's go there.
I mean, I really don't.
Say KU's the only game they win.
Yeah, I don't know. I
nobody saw 3-9 coming.
No.
And for what reason? There hadn't been any catastrophic injuries, not that I can think of. I mean, both quarterbacks.
Well, the reason is they just don't have they don't have enough talent and they don't have enough depth.
I know, but the way they play, they just thought that this is how we're going to win games. We got Alex Barnes, a good running back. We're always going to have two running quarterbacks and one that can pass a little better than the other.
Well, it's been a successful model for Bill Snyder for many, many years.
Right, that's my point, that there was never any other aim offensively than doing what they're doing. And they've, against West Virginia, scored 6 points, and against Texas, scored 14.
Mm-hmm.
And to take it a little further, against Mississippi State, scored 10. Big game coming up at 11 a.m. Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. It is a big game. Yeah, I think it is a big game. I'm very curious about this game on a lot of different levels. Curious about program support.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. I really am. I'm curious about competitiveness.
I'm curious if they lose about post-game pressers.
Yeah.
Bill's Tuesday morning presser. I mean, that becomes tremendous theater, too. Mm. Hey, hate to say it for the train wreck effect, but it's true. Bill's, like John said, Bill's not being put in this position ever while he's been in Manhattan because of the toothless nature of the media. But John wanted answers, and Bill basically told him write whatever the hell he wanted to. Basically broke him, you know? So, all right, we got an abbreviated OTD today brought to you by Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters. I don't know that there's anything super duper earth-shattering anyway. Reunion Arena made its debut on this day in 1980. Mm. You ever been to Reunion?
Yes, I have. I figured you had. Absolutely, down in Dallas.
103-92, the Mavs beat the Spurs on the initial day of Reunion Arena.
Chip, what is it, American Airlines Center
American
or whatever
Airlines,
it is now?
Yep,
I like it a lot better.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. That's a pretty nice building.
On this day in 1991, Chip Beck shot a 59 in the third round of the Las Vegas Invitational. Like almost mythical 59, Chip Beck in that club. Deion Sanders played for the Falcons and the Braves on the same day, this day, in 1992. And birthdays in sport. Happy. Go ahead.
No, that's pretty cool. Deion Sanders probably doesn't get as much love as he should. Yeah. For
can you imagine if he wasn't on the NFL Network or whatever and still in the spotlight? I feel like he would have just faded away and we'd forget how great he was.
Yeah, I know. You know? I mean, we still think of Bo Jackson as mythical.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we think similar things for Deion Sanders, who was pretty amazing?
Yeah, I feel like Deion takes a back seat to Bo when it comes
to
dual sport and all-around great athlete guys. Yeah. Steve Young is 57 today, NFL Player of the Year, 1992, the 49er and Buccaneer, born on this day in Salt Lake City. Former linebacker and current NFL analyst Chris Spielman is 53 today.
Of Ohio State.
Speaking of Buckeye greats, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Leitner Light, Cherokee Parks, is 46 today. Is that a good comparison?
Yeah, I like
that. Is
that
a good description?
I'm okay with that. That's a chuckle.
Born on this day in Huntington Beach, California. He's 46. Grizzlies point guard Mike Conley Jr. is 31. And Michelle Wee, American golfer born in Honolulu. She's still only 29.
Wow.
Seems like she's been around. Well, she kind of has been around forever since
she was
a teenager.
Yeah,
but
she kind of burst on the scene when she was like 16. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if she ever became the next great thing in women's golf, but she's still pretty. She's right there.
She was supposed to take the torch from Annika Sorenstam, right?
Yeah,
pretty
it was
much.
kind of the deal, but. I don't know if I could even tell you who. I mean, it's an Oriental or Korean golfer, I would imagine.
There are a bunch of Asian golfers that are up at the top.
Yeah, who's the top women's golfer in the world right now?
Couldn't
tell
you.
Should know that.
Have to look it up.
I wouldn't know either. Man. All right, back in just a second for some closing thoughts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.